God is good. God is good. And God is good. Amen. In the bulletin this morning, there was two scriptures. It says, I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes, your word. I will not forget your word. Amen? Amen. You know, you look around you, and there's all kinds of confusion, all kinds of things that people are getting involved in. I want to call your attention just to one thing. Your relationship with Jesus and the time that you spend with him. If you watch the television, if you hear the news and all these different things that are going on, realize one thing, that God's still on the throne and that he is God, no other. Amen? Amen. And somehow, some way, unbeknown to you and I and whatever, you know, what's going to happen is going to happen. But I'll tell you what, God's in charge. Amen? Amen. And somehow, some people have the wrong idea of life. They have the wrong idea of what to do. And it's just not going to work for them. Amen? Yeah, see, yeah. We're so blessed. I don't deserve to be up here. I don't deserve what God has done for me. Yesterday, we had a little party, and we had about 20-some-odd people, and it was such a blessing to get together and fellowship and Amen. Enjoy each other and partake together. And it's like when we go over to Neil's house, I encourage you to go. You'd be surprised what God's going to tell you about yourself and also about what's going on in the world. There's a lot of things that we don't know, and sometimes we get to thinking that maybe we're the only ones that are Christians. That's not true. There's a lot of people out there in the world, and many of them are doing wonderful things that you need to hear about because they will encourage you and edify you with them. Amen? turn to the book of Samuel. Last time that I was here, I shared with you about a lady who couldn't have children. And it was Mother's Day, and she had great faith and trust, and God blessed her. Amen? God has blessed us because here we are again. Amen? And a whole bunch of things have happened between then and now, and guess what? We're still here. Amen? So let's pray together. Dear God, what a blessing it is, Lord, to just encourage my brothers and sisters and just letting them know how wonderful you are. You do things for us, Lord, that are beyond anything that we can understand sometimes. I thank you for my brothers and sisters here and the opportunity for all of us just to partake of your word, Lord, that you would feed each and every person with what they need, Lord. Only you can meet those needs, and only you provide for us, Lord. I'm just so thankful, dear God, for how you have blessed my life. And I just pray that you would bless the message and that through your Spirit you would minister to each and every one of us, dear God, because we need you, Lord. Please help us, dear God. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I said, last time I had the opportunity to share with you about a lady named Hannah who couldn't have children, and she did she humbled herself before God, and God did a fantastic miracle in her life. And turn to Samuel chapter 1 in verse 28. The word says, "Therefore, I also have sent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." So they worship the Lord there. And the message there was that this lady gave her son to God. Okay, I get a lot of calls for prayer and also counseling for young people and sometimes middle-aged people. They're having struggles. The families are, because they don't know how to help their children and how to reach out to them. They want them to come to know the Lord, but they just don't know how to reach out to them. And this lady, unbeknown to her, she did one of the greatest things in the world. She dedicated her son to God and gave him to God. And we start there where she left, and she said that as long as he lives, what a guarantee of what God can do, not what we can do. Amen? God took the responsibility of that young man, okay? And God said, "You're mine, and we're going to go together from here." And, yeah, for you and I, we come to church, and we fellowship, and we get together. But you need to get into the Word. You need to talk to God, and you need to have God talk to you. A lot of people get into a position of saying, "Well, I've never heard God talk." Have you ever tried? You know, have you ever just sat down and just said, "Lord, talk to me. Here I am. I'm going to listen." You see, we have a lot of things going on up here, you know. And sometimes you have the TV going on and you're trying to read. Sometimes the phone rings and all of these different things. Yeah. Just shut everything down. Okay. The Word of God says for you to go into a closet to pray so that you can concentrate and meditate on what you're saying and what you want to hear from God. Yeah. I get asked a lot by a lot of different people how come I still work and how come I still do a lot of things. And I call it ministry, because everywhere I go, I have the opportunity to tell people what God has done for me and what he's doing for me. And it doesn't make any difference where I'm at or what I'm doing. I enjoy what I do because of God. He's blessed me with just liking what I do, and I enjoy it. Yeah. And in today's world, it seems to be a very rare commodity in a lot of people. They want a lot of things, and they see a lot of things. But, you know, it's difficult for them because they don't know how to attain them. The Word of God says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will what? Give you the desires of your heart." Okay? You're going to get married. Ask God if it's the right person. Yeah. Ask God to help you to walk together. Ask God to bless your marriage, your home. Look at chapter 2, verse 18. The word says, "But Samuel ministered before the Lord as a child, wearing a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and bring to him year by year when she came up with her husband to offer yearly sacrifices. And Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, 'That's a high priest. The Lord give you descendants from this woman, for the loan that was given to the Lord.' Then they would go to their own home, and the Lord visit Hannah, so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord." The word ministered here is giving yourself to God to do what God wants you to do. Okay? We have some people that come here. They've been coming here for many years. They clean. We don't ask them to. But they come. Amen? You see, they love God, and they've been called to do that, so they don't mind doing it. Yeah. Sometimes we ask people to come to prayer because it's important. They don't come. Yeah. They don't have any needs. Yeah. They have everything they need. Yeah. But you ask them if they read the Word of God. Well, yes, I do. You know. When? Well, I do it. I do it. You know. Yeah. Sometimes I'll tell you a little story about Mike McIntosh. Chuck Smith told us a little story about him. All these pastors had come, or all these people had come to Chuck, and Mike McIntosh was one of them. And they're all sitting in the audience, and Chuck said, "Is there anybody here that knows Scripture?" And Mike raised his hand, yeah. And Chuck said, "Mike, tell us your Scripture." He said, "God helps those who help themselves." He says, and everybody laughed, see, and Mike turned around like, what are they laughing at, you know? And Chuck said, "Well, whether you know that or not," he said, "that's not in the Bible." And you see, I think a lot of times you hear what people tell you, but why don't you hear what God's telling you? You see, each and every one of us, okay, wherever we're at, we need God. Yeah, we all do. Yeah. Sometimes I get asked that, being a Christian is an easy thing to do. And I said, no, being a Christian is a hard thing to do. And he said, why? I said, because God said that narrow is the road and few are on it. I said, see, if it was easy, there'd be a lot of people on that road. Are you on that road?
Yes.
See, this lady dedicated her son to God, and she would come to see her son. And in the process of coming to see her son, she would always bring him something from herself. And she loved him. But she knew that the best place for him to be was with God, not with her. See, and sometimes it's difficult. You know, it's difficult for us to let go. Yeah. I think one of the hardest calls that I had to make was somebody had committed suicide. And I had to call the parents. And I can tell you, the scream at the other end of the phone was way, way, way too much for me to even bear. Yeah. You see, sometimes we think that everybody's okay, but they're not. See, the only one that really can help you and me and everyone is God. Amen. And he's the only one that can fill that void that we have inside, that emptiness, that loneliness. Okay. We can't do that for each other. Amen? Money can't do it for you. Okay, wealth, it's got nothing to do with it. The Word of God says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and what? Lose his soul. Yeah. In verse 21, it really gets to me real deep because it said, and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Now, it's always beautiful when people come to know the Lord and you see the growth and the maturity of their lives. I've been blessed to have been here for over 30 years. And I've been blessed to work and serve alongside with my brothers. And I had a conversation with someone the other day here about, they asked me about what happened to Stevie. And I said, well, God knows, God's taking care of Stevie. Stevie's going to be fine. I said, the day that God wants him back here, we're going to have him back here. But I said, I want you to pray for something else. And they said, what? And I said, pray for Tony. I said, you know, remember Joshua? God called him, and he had no idea what he was going to do, you know. But how would you like somebody handing you 3 million people and say, here, deal with them, you know? See, we're not 3 million, but I'll tell you what. There's a lot of things going on in this little building, the school, all kinds of things. And people, I get phone calls from here all the time with different people. And I wish I had the answers. The only one that does is God. I do my best to encourage and edify them. Yeah. But see, the message is real strong for us that the one that has all the solutions and all the answers is God. This lady loved her son. Don't you think that she wanted to bring him home and have a birthday party? You know, don't you think that she wanted to spend some time with him? You know, how you doing? What's going on? Tell me about your life. Yeah. See, sometimes we have the time, but we don't ask the questions. Amen? That's sad. That a lot of kids grow up and their parents put them in front of a television or give them a game, give them a phone, and that's the end of that. I'm too busy to get involved with you. And then something happens and they try to say, oh, yeah, I wanted to do that so bad. Do it. You know, my brother Tony, I've had to the blessing from God to have been here for a long time, and I've seen him grow a lot. But I've also seen what happened now. And that's how you really get to know where the rubber meets the road. You see, there was no questions in there about what are we going to do. You know, thank you, Lord, that you blessed my brother with wisdom to pick up the reins and keep going. Thank you, Lord, for allowing him to come and just encourage and be an example to us of what a pastor is like to what lead us. Amen? See, and you see, we come and we fellowship and we do all of those things, and sometimes we want to pray for all kinds of different things, you know. We need to pray for our house. Okay, for our people, okay? Look around you. there's a lot of needs around you there, and the only one that can meet them is God. Amen? Reach out. Reach out to people you don't know. Talk to them. Yeah. I had a chance to visit with my sister Marilyn some time ago, because I told her, I know that you know what it feels like. And she said, yes. And it was a blessing just to talk to her because, see, she lost her husband. And I lost my wife. And then I lost my son. But God is good. See, he picks us up. He picked up Tony and said, let's go. Yeah. We're not looking back. We're going forward. There's a lot of people here who need to hear from me, and you're going to be the voice for that. Amen? So every day in your prayers, lift him up. Lift up his wife. I'll tell you what, they've struggled just like you and I have. Their children, they've gone through it. Amen? You know? But you know what? Just like Hannah, they're here and they're holding on to God and they're following God. Amen? And that's something that each and every one of us need to grasp and understand, because you're not going to make it without God. I don't care who you are. Amen? Look at chapter 3. It says, verse 1, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Remember that God spoke to Abraham? The word said he believed, and it was what? Counted unto him for what?
Righteousness.
You know? How about Moses? You remember that he got by the river and he said, I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. And God said, use what I gave you. And he listened, and the water parted. Amen? You see, I have a sister here that shared a story with me that she was at wit's end with pain, and she didn't know what to do. And she cried out to God, God, please help me. And all of a sudden, three people showed up and prayed for her. Guess what? God was there. He was just waiting for her to say, I need you, come. See, God's waiting for you the same way. Amen? Because he loves you. He loves you so much, you know. The story goes on that God spoke to Samuel because he was what? Ready to hear, okay? But Samuel didn't know God. You see, he was a little boy. Yeah? His mother and father had told him, we're going to give you to God. But you see, the only person that he saw was what? The high priest and the high priest's sons. And something interesting, you know, the sons of Eli, they weren't doing the right thing. They were taking bribes. They were doing all kinds of stuff that was not right to the word of God. You know? And Samuel saw that. You know? And he was a little guy. You know, he's watching what's going on. You know? But he ministered to God, and he kept walking with God. See, you got a whole world outside of you here. All kinds of things going on. But I'll tell you what, follow Jesus. He said, what? Follow me, not what the world is doing. Amen? And it's an important thing. Sometimes, you know, the simplest thing can bless you the greatest. All you have to do is listen and obey. Amen? In verse 4, it said, the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. So he ran to Eli and said, here I am. For you called me, and he said, I did not call you. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. Then the Lord called yet again, and Samuel. So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And he answered, "I did not call you, my son. Lay down again." Now Samuel did not know that the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. You know, stop and think about people that you haven't met. I just met a gentleman from Arizona that's here this morning. God brought him here. Wendy had the opportunity to minister to him and invited him and his wife. And guess what? They heard. They're here. Amen? You need to walk back there and pray for this brother, because they're on the way someplace and they're struggling. They're having all kinds of problems. Amen? See, that's why I said, look around. There's people in here who have needs. And I'll tell you what, you know, find them. Okay? Ask God to show you them. Mike McIntosh showed us when we were at Horizon. He said, when you come to church, don't come and sit in the front. He said, I want you to sit in the back, but I want you to take a look around you at somebody that might be crying, somebody that's got their head bow down, somebody that's going to, and walk over and pray for them. Talk to them. Love them. You know, it works. It works. Amen? Yeah? Take a step of faith. Okay? That's all you have to do. You know, use what God gave you. Amen?
Amen.
You know, each and every one of us has a gift from God. Man, use it. You know, when you get to heaven, you know, what a blessing it is for, you know, to stand before God and said, you know, you gave me three things and here's three more things. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I've been blessed in my life that I've ministered to so many, many people, and I'm so grateful and thankful to God. Yeah, that's my ministry, is just to go out where God sends me, and if it's crawling under a house, I do. Yeah. But that's what God's called me to do. Amen? And the Lord called Samuel again, verse 8, the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did, here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Now, can you imagine living in a house with just two people, you and in a pretty close range, okay? And somebody comes to you and said, "Did you call me?" You have to realize that you didn't call somebody, amen? You have to understand that, especially after once, twice, now the third time. Yeah. So the high priest said, God's involved here, see? In verse 9, therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called this other time, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant," what? "Hears." Open, the word says, he that has ears, let him hear. Amen? But God is speaking to you every day. Every day. Amen? Now, if you say you don't hear from God, then it's not that God's not talking to you. You know, it's just like Eli. He was asleep, right? He finally got it. Ah, you know, it must be God, man. It's not me, see? And then the Lord said to Samuel in verse 11, "Behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquities which he knows, because he, his sons, made themselves vile, and he did not restrain them. Some heavy stuff there. Yeah. You know your children? I went to visit a sister. I was invited out to have some lunch. And she's just a man. She just loves the Lord. And we sat down and we ate. And her daughter came home, and she came home with a gentleman. And I said, "Oh, hi, how are you?" And I hugged, and "How you been?" And we had a good time. And they took off, went to the back of the house, and I said, "How's things going for her?" "She's doing good." I said, "What's happening in her life?" And she said, "I told her not to bring that man here," he said, "because they're living together, and I know that's not right." I said, "Then why do you put up with it?" And she said, "Well, I really can't answer that." And I said, "You know," I said, "see, the Word of God says that you allow evil to come into your house and it will not depart." Amen? Yeah, stop and think about that. You allow evil to come into your house and it will not depart. Okay? Imagine what that does when you bring something into your house that doesn't honor God. Now, at Karen Ministries, we used to, at 1 o'clock in the morning, we would go and inspect houses. Everybody was asleep. Yeah, but we had about 3-4 people, and we would walk into the houses and, "We're here. We're going to check your house up." So they would get up and go to the bathroom, and we would lift up mattresses and move things around. We found all kinds of stuff that didn't belong there. One day, I and myself and the lady that worked, that was a head counselor, we walked into a house and we found a gentleman with this young lady that was in the program, and they were sleeping together. And I pulled a sheet back and I said, "You've got 30 minutes to get yourself dressed and everything else. Your clothes and everything are going to be outside." He said, "You can't do that." And I said, "Why?" He said, I'll call the police." I said, "Go ahead." I said, "I'm going to give you 30 minutes to get your things and go. Go. Don't come back." Yeah. And he was gone in 30 minutes. You see, if you're going to honor God, honor God. If you don't, like the Word says, you know, don't stay on the fence. It doesn't work. Amen? See, you're hearing the story of this little boy that's watching people, and all of a sudden God addresses what they're doing. And he tells him what he's going to do. And here's this young guy like, wow, you know. The Word says, as we go a little further, that he was afraid because of what he heard. Yeah? In verse 14, it says, "And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever." No forgiveness. Heavy stuff, man. You know, you love your kids. Guess what? Tell them about God. Get right with God. If they don't want to, it's not because you didn't tell them. Amen? This man did the same thing. Amen? So Samuel lay down until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel was afraid to tell Eli the vision. Yeah. I mean, he respected this man. He was learning about God from this man. Yeah. Somebody ever tell you, are you a Christian? Yeah. I didn't think Christians did that. Yeah. I wonder why they're asking you. Because the example that you're setting is not from what the Word of God is. Amen? Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here I am. And he said, what is the word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. God so do to you and more also. If you hide anything from me, all the things that he said to you. You come here. And as far back as I can remember where I started before at Horizon, thank you, Lord, that your word is preached here. Not our word, but your word. Amen? Because the word of God is what stands, not ours. Amen? The word says, don't add or take away from it. See, if you, okay, whoever you may be, even Samson, okay, found out as strong as he was, guess what? He needed God. Amen? His parents tried to tell him, but he did it his own way. Amen? The good thing is that one day he said, God, please help me again. And God heard him. Amen? David committed some terrible things. And the prophet Gad came to see him and told him something that when I read it really hit me. He said, God has forgiven your sin. Can you imagine? Look at all the things that we have done and what God has done for us. Amen? Every day of our lives, you know. Then Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him. In other words, God, you have a plan and purpose. I can't save my children. Do what you're going to do. Don't you think that was hard? Yes, it was. Okay. Because you see, sometimes we talk about what's going to happen when we get to heaven. We're going to be with our families. We're going to do this, and we're all going to be there. Are they walking with God? Or are you walking with God? Amen? Important. Important. They're not, you know, real highlighted things and what have you. But we point those out to you because they're very important in your walk with God, in your home, in your life. Amen? And verse 19. So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. My brother Frank, when he prays with some people, he says, Lord, bless them from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Yeah. Help him that their words stand, Lord. You see, Samuel was doing things, but he was doing them in a way that pleased God. The word says he found favor with the people, and he found favor with God. You see, there is a way you can do things. Okay? Later on, if it's God's will and the Lord allows for me to come back and share with you some more, I'll share on the life of Samuel and where he's at on his walk with God. Because he's going to encounter difficulties. He's going to encounter people who don't want to follow God. Watch what he does. Amen? If you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and you don't know who he is, read the Bible. You'll find out who he is, and he'll show you who he is. Amen? He has me. You know? Turn to Psalm 1 and 2. Psalm 1, verse 2 and 3. Word says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Make that a priority in your life. If you don't understand it, just say, Lord, help me. Please help me, Holy Spirit, to understand what I'm reading. And in his law, he meditates day and night. Joshua was charged. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from you day and night, but thou shalt meditate on it. Amen? Think on it. If you read something in the morning, think on it during the day. Oh, what did God tell me this morning? The opportunity will come up for you to reflect on that. Amen? The word says in verse 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in the season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Yeah. I had a chance to visit yesterday with some people that are in from out of town years ago. I came up in Linda Vista, there was a whole bunch of people standing, looking down. I was just driving. I said, well, I'm gonna stop and see what's going on. I seen some inspectors there from the city of San Diego that I knew, and I walked over and I said, hey, man, what's going on? Yeah, and they were all looking down. There was a connection that had to be made. And it was, I would say, 15, 20 feet down the ground. And the dirt was real loose. And nobody from the city wanted to go down there and hook it up. And so I turned to the senior inspector and I said, you have a rope? And he said, yeah, why? I said, get it. So I went ahead, put it around me, and I got two or three guys behind me. I said, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to tie that connection. I said, if the ground falls in, pull me. And by the grace of God, I got it hooked up, walked out, and the job was done. Remember, it's not where you begun. It's how you finish. And God will help you to finish well. I love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful and thankful for your prayers, for your love for me and my family. We're blessed greatly. Thank you. So we'll close, and then we'll do communion. Amen.